Good evening. This is KD2FPM, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. My name is Kevin James. This net is held every evening at 9 p.m. on the Boonville Amateur Radio Club repeater at 146.655 megahertz. The repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest of Boonville on Jackson Hill. This is an informal net, and all interested parties are welcome to check in with or without traffic. Emergency traffic has priority at all times and can break it in at any time. Is there any emergency traffic? Come down, please. The Boonville Amateur Radio Club holds their monthly meeting on the third Tuesday of every month, except in December and February, and also March. The next monthly meeting will be on January 19, 2016 at 7 p.m. at the Dodge Pratt Northam Art and Community Center, and that will be at 106 Schuyler Street in Boonville, New York. Everyone is welcome to attend. An amateur radio license is not required to become a member. If you are interested in becoming a net controller, please contact the club member and we can set that up. Should a net not start at 9 p.m. and still has not done so after a couple of minutes, please feel free to conduct a net yourself. You will find the net preamble on our website at www.boonvillearc.com. This is KD2FPM, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. And just to be advised, I am Kevin James. I am on an Echolink, so bear with me on the tail drop so I can be able to receive you. Right now I'm looking for any portable, battery-powered, or mobile stations wishing to check in. Come now, please. This is KD2FPM, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. Are there any Echolink stations wishing to check in? I will now pause for 15 seconds. Please come now.
Kilo Delta 2, Juliet Whiskey Charlie, Matt and Oneonta via Echolink.
Okay, the net recognizes KD2JWC, Matt and Oneonta through the Echolink system. Matt, go ahead and tell us how your day's been.
It's been one of those busy long days getting everything ready for Christmas and trying to get stuff straightened out around the house to try to get some things organized to put some new stuff into the house. So eventually I'll get that done. Now, I made a decent dent in some of the stuff, but hopefully it'll be done here soon. Back to you, Net Control.
I'm doing some union stuff for the IATSE, so IATSEIA. See if I get that right now. It's a tongue twister. So, yeah, I was having fun with that. So, all right, hang in there. We're going to go and move on here. Right now, this is KD2FPM, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. I will now take calls from regular members and guests. Come now, please.
N2PFM, good evening, Kevin James, down there in Oneonta. Being long because I want to make sure that the Echolink screws up or something that I get in there. Good evening.
Hey, George, N2PFM, hello to you, and yes, I'm hearing you clear down here, so I'll tell you what, the floor is yours. Go ahead, take it away.
Well, okay, Kevin, thank you very much. That must be your new friend on there that you said became a ham recently, the other Echolink guy there. Well, hello, good evening, and you're always welcome on the Boonville Net, 8 o'clock every evening. Well, most nights anyway, if there's someone to take the net. Okay, with that, we got a temperature here of 27 degrees on the mountainside here in Watson. That's about... That's about 13 miles north and east of Lyons Falls, if you can figure where I mean. And we had a temperature range today of 27 to 31. and we had 4 inches of lake effect snow here, which I'm glad of, between overnight last night and up at least till now. So most of it stayed south of us here, which I'm not at all sorry about. So I didn't look forward to getting rid of the 30 inches plus of snow that we were promised. I think most of that went over Tug Hill, which is good because they like it up there. They could keep it there. And looking forward to tomorrow, Lord's Day, for church, as always. And Christmas Day, I should be spending with Mom up at the Lewis County Nursing Home. That'll be one of the times that, you know, I'm a communion minister in the Episcopal Church. No, I will be wearing my minister shirt and collar as I go to dinner with my mother for that. And I'm very happy with that new scanner. Now, I couldn't get it to program right at all on as far as our trunk is concerned. So I put all 10 channels in as conventional. And when the handshake channel comes up, I lock it out. And that's good for about 24 hours. It's usually about 4 in the morning that they switch the handshake channel. I get up at night and I see the things, the video scan is lit up on it, and I know it's time to search for the other handshake channel. So I usually do that every night, and it works out that way. It doesn't follow like a trunk would as fast as it could. There are some things where you miss the beginning of the audio when it switches to the other channels, but hey, it's better than nothing. I can't afford $70 to have it programmed, so with that, we'll say God bless at 73s, and anyone who may not be on here before then, have a Merry Christmas, and to you, Kevin, and God bless, and to PFM Clear.
Okay, George, it's always a pleasure to chat with you and to hear what you've been up to. And, yeah, I'm going to be kind of in your same boat here on Christmas Day. I'll be visiting with my dad, who's also under assisted living. Let's just put it that way. So it's kind of tough. I mean, when you've got a loved one that's in, some need of long-term care, so during the holidays. So, all right, well, with that, in fact, before I move on, yeah, you said you only got 4 inches of snow. Lucky you, because I guess, like you said, south of you in Boonville, I guess they got somewhere as close to like 24 inches in some spots. So I missed the mark a little bit on that one, but with lake effect snow, when you do the radio weather forecast, it's kind of tough. It's all you got to do is just get a little change in that wind, and where it gets dumped, it can really pile up fast. So, all right. I'll tell you what, I'm still looking for any further check-ins. This is KD2FBM, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net.
KC2WI.
KC2WI, Pete, yay, the floor is all yours. Go ahead, take it away.
Well, if you go to my lewisfirst.com/Glenfield Cam page, I've been posting updates and the reports that I've gotten, and Jeff, KD2EIT's wife, posted a picture, I think, on Facebook, but he mentioned he had talked to her earlier, and she measured 21 inches. I had a customer in the Port Lytton. I did a little remote work for this afternoon. They told me about 2 feet outside the house, or the church or whatever. Well, they're next door, so. Jeff, I think he said he measured 11 up over on North Lake Road. Bob's not on here because I guess somebody hit a power pole and they got the word that NIMO was going to be turning the power off around 9 o'clock to replace that pole. So that's if you didn't talk to him, that's why he's not on doing the net. And I was going to do it. In fact, I was just about, I looked up at the clock. It was a couple minutes after 9, and I just switched over to this frequency, and I heard you on there. John might come on here later. He said they only had a couple inches. I just went outside and I measured 6 inches And that's what I measured this morning, even though it snowed all day. It's just too warm, and it's melting from the bottom and settling from the top. Let's see what other reports are like. I think that's about covers it. So, you know, the band is right down there, sort of south of us. But Boonville was 21. Fort Light, maybe a little bit more. That's the band. Casey and it extends out sort of towards Bob up there towards Otter Lake and that, you know, which is about as predicted. KC2WI.
Yeah, Pete, I have to admit, I was hanging in here. I quickly grabbed my laptop because I've got the net preamble saved, and I know sometimes I haven't been in a position to be able to help out, and I felt bad because I know you guys, if you are a little shorthanded, I've tried to pinch hit where possible. So, yeah, I quick popped the laptop open, opened up, and ran with it as quick as I could, so that way you guys weren't left hanging. Yeah, so I thought it was kind of funny that N5AOW Bob wasn't in here, so I figured something had to be up. So, yeah, if the power pole got hit, yeah, he's not going to be able to get out too well. So, all right, with that being said, still looking for any further check-ins. This is KD2FBM Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. Okay, are there any comments, queries, or late check-ins at this time? Come now, please.
Yeah, KC2WI. I screwed up here. I was wondering, I never checked whether or not the theater here in Lowellville was gonna, maybe I could go see Star Wars. In fact, they had a preview on Thursday, and I saw some post, and I said, oh, geez, I wonder what time, and it was 7:15 or something, and I could have gotten the car and gone over there this evening. I bet there wouldn't have been too many people at the theater tonight. Oh, well. I want to go and hurry up and see it before too many people start, you know, posting too many spoilers, and, you know, that's going to happen. And, of course, in 1977, and even with the last episode 1, 2, 3, but certainly back in the originals, you didn't really have to worry about that very much because there was no internet, no Facebook, none of that nonsense, so... Now, boy, you just almost can't avoid it. If some idiot gets on there and posts on some Facebook page or group that you know or one of your friends or something, you know, they could ruin the whole thing. But hopefully people won't do that. KC2WI.
Yeah, Pete, I have to admit, unfortunately, movie theater seats aren't very comfortable for me with my poor back, so... I probably won't get a chance to see it until it comes out on DVD or something at some point down the road here. So, unfortunately, I know I'll probably get spoiled all over the place with everything. So, but, yeah, hey, I was one of those ones back in 1977. I was 10 years old, and I saw that the original, I want to say at least 3 or 4 times. I mean, it was just like something new, exciting, and just, I mean, I remember being a kid sitting there, and you just felt like you were in a different world, so that was kind of neat. All right, yeah, still looking for any comments, queries, or late check-ins. This is KD2FBM, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. Okay, hearing none, I will now close the Black River Valley Service Net at 9:18 p.m. and return the frequency to regular amateur use. I want to thank everyone who checked in tonight and say 7-3 to those listed in the following here, KD2JWC, that'd be Matt from Oneonta, and to PFM George from up in Watson, I believe it was, he said, and then Casey. If he's able to listen at some point, we'll have power back and be able to rejoin us at a later time. All right, this is KD2FPM. I will be clearing this repeater through the Echolink system, and as always, I thank you for use of the Echolink on this repeater. KD2FPM is clear and out.
KB2K here for Outcom, looking for stations with or without traffic. I'm on the wrong one, sorry. Yeah, I'm on the rest. I'll be here momentarily. KB2K over there.
KC2NVU.
Is the repeater in here? This is KB2KOJ for the United County Traffic and Emergency Net, Akon. Currently on the 14517 station for Akon. Come now, please.
KC2NVU.
KC2NBU, hi Ray, thank you for checking in, do appreciate it. Anyone else for Akon? Hey, stand by, I got traffic for you. This is Akon, anyone else with or without traffic? KB2KOJ for the United County Traffic Emergency Net. Looking for further stations with or without traffic.
KB2KOJ, this is KD2FPM. I'm going to be checking on the 85. I just wanted to say hello to you real quick, Mark.
Yeah, say again. Station, I want to say hello to me real quick. Station, come again, please.
Yeah, KB2KOJ, this is KD2FBM. I'm actually on the Echolink. Wait for Matt to come in on our repeater down here, the 85. I just heard you. Just wanted to say hello real quick, and I'll back out.
Okay, very good. Hello to you, Kevin James, and thanks a lot. Kevin James, oh, I gotcha. Are you going to be around Christmas time? Because I know we're going to have some birthday traffic. You going to be around for your birthday messages, or how do you want to do it?
Yeah, roger that. I'll be down here on the 85 repeater for Christmas and birthday this year, so I'll hold tight here. So I always appreciate when you guys send me traffic. That was awesome, and I appreciate it. I'll have to get a quick return message together for you, so I'll be able to hit all the ones back. So, all right, 7-3, Mark, I got to run here, too, because I know KD2HKB will be down here shortly. So KB2KOJ, 7-3, KD2FPM will be clear.
Okay, very good. Thanks, Kevin. Very good. We'll keep the traffic. If Matt can't take them, I'll get them to you. I know your phone number, too, so I can get them to you either phone or at a repeater. So we appreciate your support of Akon. Much appreciated. Okay, 7-3, Kevin. Are there any other stations for Akon before I pass traffic? KC2NBU, are you ready to copy one? KC2NBU from KB2KOJ. KC2NBU from KB2KOJ. Oh, Ray must have got away. Alright, I'll catch you tomorrow night. Final call for Akon. Okay, nothing else heard. Ray, 7-3, if you hear me. I'll catch you another night for the traffic. I do have the Akon report. I'll get it to you another night. KB2KOJ, clear in 7-3. Thanks for checking in. KB2KOJ, 7-3.